Hurricane Sandy. The horizon was gray-black with patches of pale blue sky peeking through the clouds as Hurricane Sandy approached. The air was still before an EF4 tornado roared through. The Harlem brownstones changed values as fast-moving clouds rationed out rays of sunlight on my surroundings. Hurricane Sandy was rolling in quick. I knew I didn't have much time to paint. I pitched my easel on the corner of Malcolm X Boulevard and 136th Street. My back was to the wall of a hospital. A doctor stepped up to my easel. She was very much interested in seeing me paint. Before I had an opportunity to tell her about Jesus, she said she wanted to buy my painting. Of course I was interested in her offer, but first things first. I began to share the gospel with her. She suddenly seemed to be in a hurry to get back to work. Looks like I lost another sale. I talked to about a half a dozen New Yorkers about Jesus, and I had an opportunity to pray with two of them. One man said his aunt once owned the corner brownstone I was painting. He gave me a history of its rise and fall. Hurricane Sandy did come through with a vengeance later that evening. Hurricane Sandy came in with a vengeance later that evening. I thank God that my daughter's home, where I was staying, didn't suffer any more damage than a lost screen door. Unfortunately, many lives and property didn't fare so well.